You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We have plugged in already for tomorrow's show. A segment that we haven't done in a few weeks called Long Time, First Time. We love doing that because it just allows us to BS on the phones with people.
Yeah, meet some new people and have some fun. It's good on a Friday, too.
Yeah, that's going to be tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. But in the meantime, we're going to BS with some other people right now. Like Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Hello. Good morning.
What are you doing right now, Sarah?
I was driving on my way to work, and I just kind of parked my car so I can be a little bit safer.
That's a good move. Okay. Good move. What's your
work? What is your line of work?
I am a child and family psychotherapist.
Whoa. That's...
You are the second therapist we've spoken to in the last hour.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're a good human. Thanks for doing that work.
So if you had to analyze the Dom and Jeremy show, what would be your professional opinion of, like, do a little psychoanalysis of your boys in the morning, and what would you come up with, Sarah?
You know, I find myself laughing at the show a lot, and I always feel like humor is kind of one of those masks that people wear, so I think I would be interested to see what's behind where the humor comes from.
Oh, it comes from pain. A lot of pain.
Pain.
A lot of pain.
All humor is based in pain.
Sure. That's how I got through high school, being the funny kid.
Right?
Don't punch me. I'm funny. Huh? It's true.
And mine comes out more in a snarky way, and that's just pain from being disappointed all the time.
It always comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
We're
wearing masks, Dom.
Masks.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You know, one of my favorite oldie, golden, oldie, moldy songs is Tears of a Clown, you know, and that whole song
Banger. That is a banger.
It's a banger of a song. And you know what? It's Smokey Robinson. And I'm going to tell you something. It's about that. It's about how we wear masks. And, you know, we might be a clown. We might be laughing, but there's tears behind that. Right, Sarah?
Yeah, agreed. I'm a predominantly a trauma therapist, and the mask is something that we talk about a lot. And we do a lot of craft activities with the mask, like what do you show the world, what do you keep to yourself, and so that's really kind of a big metaphor in trauma work.
Yeah,
is there a segment we can do on the show that involves that somehow?
I don't think so.
It has to be fun.
How are we going to make that fun?
Well,
hey, call in with your traumatic experience.
Yeah, what was your trauma? Call
Come
now.
On, no, it'll be fun. Win a gift card.
I'm not saying that. Win a free therapy session with Sarah.
Yeah. I don't think so, Dom.
What's your upper level of schooling? Did you get a master's or a doctorate? What'd you get?
I have a master's degree in social work.
Where'd you get that? Where'd you go to school?
The University of Kentucky.
Kentucky? You're a wildcat.
I am.
Oh, be right. Darned. What? Are you from that area, or did you choose to move out there to go to school?
No, I actually, the program was completely online. I did it from Denver.
I'll be darned.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I've never actually been to the school, which is odd to say, but yeah.
But isn't that cool, though, that you can do it all online?
Yeah, and it's actually hard to find a clinical master's of social work program that really focuses on the psychotherapy portion. Most of them are kind of macro, really kind of focused on like policy and social justice, and I appreciate that, but I really wanted to go the clinical route, and that was one of the programs that had that as a specialization.
Well, I can appreciate all that. My stepdaughter is going down the same path you are. That's what she wants to do with her life. So,
oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Well, it's a good path to be on.
Well, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I hope so.
10 seconds. Today, we might be starting out with a fairly easy one. I don't know. Let's see how she does. Today is National Lasagna Day.
Yeah, it is.
So Jeremy suggested we do 5 ingredients in lasagna.
Come on.
5 ingredients in lasagna. Ready and
ready.
Go.
Tomato sauce, pasta, spinach, ricotta, olive oil, garlic, onions. I put zucchini in mine.
Oh, God, you lose.
Why do you have to do that?
No, you lose.
Sarah, you were doing so well.
You're like my mom who would make lasagna growing up and she'd shove a bunch of spinach in it.
Yes.
Oh, it's disgusting.
There's no call for that.
Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm Italian, though. Like, this is my family's thing. Like, we put spinach and zucchini in lasagna.
Well, they should stop.
Excuse me.
Dom's Italian.
I'm Italian, too, and I would not let that come within two blocks of my lasagna.
And, Sarah, I know a lot of Italian people, and I don't want that in my lasagna.
Well, I love the bitter greens. I'm a big fan of, like, broccoli and kale and, like, the bitter greens.
Bitter greens. Oh, you know what? We need horrible.
To. I think we need to analyze you is what we need to do. Talk about, you know, there's a lot of pain behind your menu choices, I think.
You know what this lasagna needs? A few more bitter greens.
It all comes from my own traumas, I promise.
There was a Brussels sprouts incident when you were five.
You know, Jeremy, that lasagna was fine, Jeremy, but it probably could have used a little bit more zucchini. What do you think? Said nobody ever.
This lasagna is wearing a mask. A zucchini mask.
Yeah, deep down inside, it wants to be real lasagna.
It wants more Italian sausage.
Right, it's having an identity crisis.
Yeah. Well, now that we've dealt with this.
We're giving you a lot of crap, but you know what? You are a winner!
Got it, girl.
Well, we had fun chatting with you today. Even if we do harshly judge your
lasagna. You're a very smart person, Sarah. Minus lasagna.
I will hone in my cooking skills. Here's the thing. I don't put any greens when I'm cooking for people outside of my immediate family.
It's good.
Okay,
it's good.
Fair enough.
If you're coming over for dinner, you will have a standard.
It's a quick way to lose friends.
Well, you're absolutely charming and delightful. And along the lines of food, I was going to play Happy by Pharrell Williams, but I think instead I'm going to play the version of it that we call Happy Sandwich.
It's better.
It's a better version. Would you like to hear the Happy Sandwich, Sarah?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Then I'm going to play that. You stand by, and Josh will come back, and he will visit with you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thanks, Sarah.
You as well. Thank you. I love our listeners.
Me too.
We have the greatest listeners.
Wonderful
in the world.
Woman.
You guys make our morning spot.